This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol Boy. One of my favorite events every year, starting pretty much as we speak, the Atlanta Home Show. I'm going to have a great conversation. I always enjoy this great event.
Always something for everyone, including a beer garden.
Well, that's why we have him on the show.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Michael Schoppenhorst. He's the show director for the Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo. Michael, good to see you.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Appreciate you making time, especially on the day that your show is launching. So
busy time.
Really appreciate you stopping by. So welcome. Before we get into everything going on with the Home Show, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I actually was involved with the Atlanta Home Shows back from 1982 to 92 and left for 14 years, came back in 2006 and things are just moving along great from there, and the shows have really developed and grown over the years. It's been an exciting journey.
Outstanding.
That's super exciting. Well, tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the Atlanta Home Show, basically a lot of people ask me what it is, and I like to say it's an Atlanta tradition for 34 years. We've been improving not only their homes, but their lifestyles, and it's Georgia's largest fall home improvement event. So it's basically a marketplace where home improvement companies, hundreds of them, come down to the Cobb Galleria and set up their displays. And some of them are mini showrooms like they would set up at their businesses. And our goal is really to make it easier for people to research and buy home improvement products, you know, inside and outside their home. And the homeowners are going to save time and money. And the best part is they have access to industry experts all in one location without having to drive all over town in Atlanta traffic. So it saves them a great deal of time and money.
Yeah, I've been several times and it is that collection of all these great experts and resources. So it is starting today, started at 10 a.m. today. It ends at 5 p.m. on Sunday. So it's today, Saturday, and Sunday. So you have plenty of time to do it. I guess my favorite part of this thing is all the VIPs that come and deliver presentations. So tell us about some of the featured guests.
Yeah, on the Reliable Heating and Air Home Show stage this year, we've got a great lineup of local and national speakers. And for the first time, this is very exciting, we're going to feature Atlanta's own and HGTV's favorite realtor, Egypt Sherrod. From Flipping Virgins, Property Virgins, and Urban Oasis. And she's going to be on the stage Saturday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. And Egypt will share her views on real estate investing and smart upgrades. So I think that's something that's really important to your listeners.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
So I'm looking forward to meeting her and hearing what she has to say. We also have HGTV's Kitchens Cousins, Anthony Carino and John Culinary. They're going to appear on stage tomorrow from at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. They're going to be discussing planning and preparing for a renovation. So you want to know what to expect when you get into the project. And these guys have been with us before and really were engaged with the audience and had a great time and were giving people all kinds of free advice and look forward to seeing them again.
Often you want to expect the unexpected.
That's true. You're doing a remodeling project. You want to open up a room. You don't know if a particular beam is load-bearing or not. And, you know, if it isn't, you can open up a huge room. And if you're doing plumbing changes, there's all kinds of questions that you want to know in advance before you start tearing open the walls.
Well, I know one of the things I always look forward to is Trade Day. When is that this year?
Trade Day is actually today.
So, excellent. Everybody needs to come on out.
It is great. Come on out there. Your business card is your ticket if you're involved in the housing industry, realtors and home remodelers, plumbers, electricians, anybody involved with the housing industry. And that's thanks to our friends at PMC Building Materials and PMC Pros. Like I said, your business card is your ticket at the door until today at 6 p.m.
Perfect.
Outstanding. Carol referenced that beer garden. What is that all about?
Oh, that is wildly popular. It has been going on for a few years here, and it's a great way to come and tour your dream backyard and enjoy some of Marietta's own red hair beer. And you're helping a worthy cause at the same time. So people get a chance to walk through here and see what ideas they can implement in their own backyards and in their landscape. And for that $5 donation, every penny of it is going to Hope Atlanta. It's the programs of Travelers Aid and their efforts to end homelessness since 1900. So it's supporting a great cause and it's a great organization. They have a great VA program and children make up the largest portion of homelessness. So we're doing a lot to get back to the community.
Wow. Now, I see there's several grand prizes. How do I enter to win and what are those?
Well, a lot of the exhibitors themselves actually are giving away great prizes. Some of them quite extensive. So that's always fun as you're walking the show floor. Our main grand prize is from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, and it's a beautiful outdoor LED lighting package. So it's going to brighten up your exterior of your home and add security to it and withdraw that winner Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's always a fun part of my job after a busy day and busy show.
Oh, yeah.
Just call someone and say, hey, you've won. Sometimes they don't believe me, but, you know, they always accept it here in the end. So that's great.
So all these great presentations and lectures and speakers and then all the exhibits, of course, and as you said at the top of the show, all these experts gathered under one roof. But some of my favorite parts of it are all the fun features that are part of this as well. And there's one I want to hear about. This he shed, she shed? It's hard to say.
Yep,
what is that?
I've actually seen it on TV. It's actually the first time I will have witnessed them in person. But Tough Sheds is bringing down two rather large outdoor sheds, and one's decorated in what they think a man would want to see in his kind of man cave area, and the other was what they think what a woman might want to do in this extra space in their backyard in one of these sheds. And sometimes it's funny, they're crossed over, and so it's going to be something you want to come down and see.
Excited about it. Sounds really fun. And then what else? I know we've got a huge teeny house movement. We're going to be able to see a teeny tiny house at the show?
We do. We have a couple of them. Cocoon Homes. They're showcasing a house that's 7 feet by 20 feet.
That's
on wheels. So I know a lot of people are going to be asking themselves, could I live in that kind of space? It's kind of the ultimate downsizing. And they've got another one that's actually meant to be built on a foundation. So, and they're DIY. They're kits. So I don't know how long it would take to put it together, but Cocoon Homes can tell us all about that. So it's going to be exciting to have two different types of tiny homes at the show.
Yeah.
No, I love that movement because I have definitely downsized over the years. And I don't know if I want to go to a tiny house, but I think that's a trend that we're starting to see a little bit more interest in. So how long has the home show been going on again? You said at the top of the show.
Right. This is our Fall Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo, and it's celebrating 34 years. Our spring show that's in March will be celebrating 40 years now.
Wow.
Okay. So the point is, this has been around
a long time.
It's building a lot of momentum and a lot of notoriety in the city. You're getting a lot of interesting media partnerships now, including some live radio, right? Tell us about some of that.
We do. Good friends from WSB 750 and FM 95.5. We've got Dave Baker, who'll be broadcasting live there at the show, and before him, Walter Reeves. And Walter's also appearing on the stage on Friday, too. But it's a great broadcast. People are able to come down to Walter's show starting at 6 a.m. at the Cobb Galleria tomorrow, and they give us the secret word of reliable for the Reliable Heating and Air Home Show stage, and we let them in free until 9 o'clock. So it's fun to see people come down there that never get a chance to see him in person, to hear him on the radio. People bring samples of plants and soil and what are leaves and this beetle and, you know, what is this? And so it's kind of fun to see people engage there at the show.
Yeah, Walter's great.
He's a great guy.
So what else is new this year? I think you've got a new NARI Atlanta partnership.
Yeah, we've working with NARI Atlanta and the Technical College System of Georgia, and they're talking about different types of employment opportunities and things like that that are available in the industry. And it's, you know, with things coming back and the economy coming back around, different companies are getting busier and they're hiring more people and they need people to fill these positions and being trained even in high schools and middle schools now leading up to this. So it's a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about job opportunities in the industry.
I love seeing that. There's such a need for skilled workers and people just don't think of, you know, construction as a viable career. And it really is.
It really is.
It's a great career.
Yeah.
So, Michael, let's talk a little bit about the Outdoor Living Expo. What can we expect to see there?
Well, it's really exciting. It's really a show within a show. It's nearly 40,000 square feet, basically of everything you can imagine for your landscape and outdoor entertaining. We're lucky enough to have such a long, mild climate here that more and more homeowners are wanting to spend time outside and entertaining and enjoying the exterior of their home. So when you walk through this expo, it's kind of easy to envision your landscape and what adding some hardscape or a pond, a koi pond, a fire pit, any of those types of things, some outdoor furniture, maybe a little outdoor lighting, and they're ready to have the neighbors over. So it's great. You can walk through this entire area and just kind of envision these individual things in your own backyard. So we actually developed this idea based on feedback we got from home show attendees that said they wanted more outdoor living products and services. So here they are all in one place.
All right. Well, you listed a bunch of stuff. I'll take it all.
Me too.
I've always wanted a koi pond. How cool would
that be? Oh, they are great. This guy's great that builds these.
Yeah, no, that sounds really, really cool. All right. Well, we're about out of time, Michael. So before we go, a number of items here. For that first-time attendee, what should they, any coaching on how they can really maximize this great event? The show has started today. Is it too late to get tickets? And if not, how do they do that? And then just where can they go to get general information on all the great things happening?
Right. First time people attending the show, we're here at the Cobb Galleria Center off Cobb Parkway across from Cumberland Mall near I-75 and 285. There's plenty of free parking for home show attendees.
Free parking.
Free parking. And I would say to first-time attendees, allow yourself plenty of time to walk the show floor and engage with these companies and who have products and services of interest to you. You know, make a list of questions. If you have project plans, bring them with you. I love it when people walk in the door and they've got their project plans rolled up. You know, you're going to be able to see and feel these products. And it's really an opportunity to meet these people face-to-face, to build a level of confidence and trust before you invite them into your home. And, you know, it encompasses the entire 144,000 square feet of the exhibit hall at the Cobb Galleria Center. It's 3 football fields of home improvement, but we've laid it out in an easy-to-navigate grid so you can just walk up and down the aisles, take your time, but leave yourself plenty of time and be ready to get quotes and check out the list of exhibiting companies ahead of time. Everything is actually on atlantahomeshow.com. It's got a complete list of exhibiting companies, show hours, directions here to the Cobb Galleria Center, information on our special features like the Red Hair Beer Garden and Reliable Heating and Air Home Show stage schedule, and they can buy tickets online there too. In fact, I'm going to give your listeners a special ticket offer this morning. If you buy your tickets at atlantahomeshow.com and use the promo code REALTOR, you'll receive 50% off your general admission ticket purchase today. So
Instead
of it being a $10 ticket, it's now $5. If you can make it today, your business card, your ticket at the door, you're in free. If you want to come over the weekend, just use the promo code REALTOR and your ticket will be 50% off. So we also have special deals. If you come down to the show with your ID, if you're an adult 65 and over or a child 12 and under, you get in free. And if you're military or first responders, you get buy one, get one free. So again, that's all at atlantahomeshow.com. It's got all the information that you can possibly want to know about the show.
Any special deals for radio show hosts?
You're free. Free your tickets. You're free.
All right. Michael, we're now out of time and you have to get scooting over there. So really grateful for your time. Appreciate you stopping by and good luck with this great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. All right. Michael Schoppenhorst, the show director for the Atlanta Home Show and Outdoor Living Expo. Once again, thanks for stopping by and good luck. All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Michael Schoppenhorst, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off. We're heading over to the home show, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.